Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Pete Ward. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Askew to Brown, and Buford is out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Don McMahon. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Bob Locker now pitching. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Askew and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. May reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.